in an accident at Fort A.P. Hill in Bowling Green, Virginia. The American Civil Liberties Union had challenged government sponsorship of scouting events, citing the Boy Scouts' ban against openly gay leaders and the requirement that scouts take an oath of duty to God. In June, a federal judge ruled in the favor of the ACLU, but the Senate vote today will reverse that if it goes through. It is part of the massive Defense Department spending bill. Federal health officials say almost 81% of the nation's toddlers are getting vaccinated on time, and they say that is 5 years ahead of government expectations. There is several pockets in the country where inoculations are behind. Worst is Nevada. Only 68% of youngsters there are getting their vaccinations on time. The split this week in the AFL-CIO has some Democratic Party leaders concerned. Two unions representing more than 3 million workers split from the Labor Federation yesterday. More defections may follow. The Renegades are feeling the AFL-CIO should shift its emphasis from electoral politics to signing up new members. Labor experts say the dispute could erode the Democrats' hold on labor and put labor's support up for grabs, maybe an opening for some Republicans. New York Congressman Charles Rangel says he'd hoped the unions would not go their own way because it means no, quote, solid front on labor issues. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says it's important the union movement remain ready to, quote, confront any challenge. A certain kind of humor not going over well with a number of newspapers that carry the Doonesbury comic strip. Installments running today and tomorrow show a caricature of George Bush referring to his top political advisor, Karl Rove, by the nickname, quote, Turd Blossom. About a dozen newspapers complained. Some told Universal Press Syndicate they would not run the comic or would print an edited version. Universal Press says the complaints are not a surprise, but they did not offer alternative strips as they have done occasionally in the past. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
If you're still driving or flying to get to your meetings, I'm here to tell you something. You're nuts. Because with GoToMeetings web conferencing, you can have productive meetings with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly and have people meet you online during your conference call. They'll see your desktop on their computer screen. So, present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is internet access, no additional software is required, and it's affordable. For one low monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you need with people all over the world. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
I would like this to end as quickly as possible. And if someone committed a crime, they will no longer work in my administration.
Yet, Karl Rove still has a job at the White House. At Air America Radio, we're pressuring George W. Bush to fire Karl Rove. Go to airamericaradio.com/Rove and sign our petition to have George W. Bush fire Karl Rove now. Karl Rove's behavior is unpatriotic and un-American. So, Mr. President, when are you going to fire Karl Rove?
Have you got another question?
Good evening, Truth Seeker. Welcome to the program. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Another Bush appointee, another liar. It's incredible, isn't it? You have to be a liar. You have to have some involvement in Iran-Contra. You have to have some sort of innocent blood on your hands. You have to have some sort of, if you've been convicted of a felony, that's even more of a plus. Where concerns John Roberts, the soon to be the next U.S. Supreme Court Justice. It seems like the worst thing right now, until the truth is dug out, is his inability to tell the truth. Can you imagine having this guy on the Supreme Court? He has insisted over and over and over again that he has had no connection with the Federalist Society, and yet he's listed in the Federalist Society Leadership Directory. There, his name is with 8 or 9 other people, and his law firm's office address. It's really astonishing. This is starting to surface around in the Washington Post, I think, had something about it. The San Francisco Chronicle. He says he has no recollection of belonging to the Federalist Society, even though his name is in the leadership directory.
I don't remember.
Now, the Democrats, of course, have not yet, none of them, not one, has publicly threatened to filibuster this nomination. Because the Democrats, remember in the Gang of 14, that deal that they worked out with Republicans, the Democrats handed over their, Democrats handed over their courage, their right to be in the United States Senate, to the Republicans. Is it here? Handle them gently. Can I have them back when I'm finished with my term in the Senate? They just gave away all their power. So the Democrats have, as per that agreement, they have not threatened to filibuster the liar. They have said, the Democrats have said, they're concerned. They always say, don't they? We're concerned that we don't know enough about Mr. Roberts' personal or legal views. We're concerned. We would like to see his personal views. Can we have his personal views? And, of course, you know, the Bush just turns around and grins and gives him all the finger. And Roberts just kind of sits there, you know, kind of with that goofy look. I'm getting real tired of that goofy look on his face, aren't you? That kind of, I don't know, like he's just had way, 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 way too many Xanax before noon. You know what I'm saying? Now, the other day he was sitting there with Dianne Feinstein, a real ass-kicking Democrat, if there ever was one, right? He was doing a photo op, a morning get-acquainted session with Dianne Feinstein, another fake Democrat from California. And he was asked by a reporter about the fact that he keeps saying he had no connection with the Federalist Society, and the Federalist Society keeps producing documents that say he was in their leadership. Jesus Christ. And Dianne Feinstein, you know, Roberts just kind of sits there with that little bobblehead and little sweet little look on his face. Hi. Hi. I'm an appellate court judge. Hi. I'm going to be the next Supreme Court judge if I just keep my mouth shut. Hi. So he doesn't say anything, and Feinstein pipes up and says, well, I don't think he wants to take any questions. She says that to the reporters. Here are reporters trying to elicit something, I don't know, the truth? A reaction? Nothing? I have no idea. But Feinstein answers for him. A Democrat. Well, I don't think he wants to take any questions. Now, shut up. Shut up. Jesus. And after she said that, Roberts, you know, does his bobblehead thing and goes, nope, nope, no thanks. No thanks. Now, what had happened was several news organizations last week when Bush nominated this guy in order to get Karl Rove's name off the front pages and the Valerie Plame act of treason by 8 or 9 members of the Bush inner circle. So Bush speeds up the announcement. You know, Rove says, boss, they're after me, so go ahead, dump the announcement now about, dump it out there about John Roberts. Well, when that happened, a lot of news organizations from Associated Press to L.A. Times, San Francisco Chronicle, a few other news organizations reported that this guy was a member of the Federalist Society. The White House called all these media outlets and said, no, that's not true. So they all published retractions. They didn't call it retractions. They called it corrections after the White House called and said Mr. Roberts doesn't recall ever belonging to the Federalist Society. But yesterday, the Washington Post got its hands on the Federalist Society Leadership Directory from 1997, 1998. And guess what? There's Roberts' name. Oh, there it is. He's on the steering committee of the group's Washington chapter.
Well, you know, I don't have any recollection of ever being part of the Federalist Society. I don't know. I know nothing. I know nothing.
He doesn't want to take any questions. Oh, you bitches, leave him alone. You press bitches.
But Senator Feinstein, we're just...
I don't care. This is my office. Oh, you press bitch. Stop. I'm sorry, Judge.
That's okay, Senator. I love you. Yesterday, Scott McCollum said that Roberts doesn't recall ever paying dues or being a member of the Federalist Society. Now, Roberts has acknowledged that he participated in Federalist Society events, and he gave speeches for the organization, but as far as that leadership directory with his name in it, no. Now, Roberts also worked in the Reagan White House counsel's office from 1982 to 1986. Uh-oh! Boy, he was young back then, wasn't he? Not quite 30. That's during the Iran-Contra criminality. That's when Elliot Abrams and Poindexter and Negroponte and Bolton and Otto Reich and the rest of these people, who else? Pappy Bush, Oliver North. That's when all these people were setting up death squads in Central America. And John Roberts apparently working in the White House counsel's office, kind of like... Alberto Gonzalez worked in this Bush White House counsel's office, right? It was John Roberts' job to make sure that Reagan had plausible deniability while Reagan's staff went around setting up death squads and trading TOW missiles to the Iranians for money and hostages so they could turn around, violate the law as laid out by the United States Congress, and fund a group of counter-terrorists in Nicaragua. Yeah, that John Roberts. Now, some enterprising reporter says, well, Mr. Roberts, what was your involvement in Iran-Contra? Don't you know this thug is going to say, Iran-Whatra? I don't have a recollection of that. Is that like this Federalist Society thing? Yeah. Now, some records already are available to the public. You know, all the records that the Democrats want, all they have to do is drive out to the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, or go to the George Herbert Walker Bush Library in College Station, Texas, and there's lots of records there. And what we're going to play for you tonight is Scott McClellan saying that the Bush crime family is trying to expedite freeing up records that are a matter of public record. You see how it works? And the Democrats are willing to play along. The Democrats are willing to play along. Oh, can we have the records? Oh, well, we're trying to. Okay. And then there's always Dianne Feinstein. He doesn't want to ask questions now. Will you press bitches just leave him alone? Leave him alone. He's a good little judge.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm Mike Rowe. My life's a mess.
It's gonna get really mucky and ucky.
Did you say mucky and ucky?
Yeah.
It's like a giant mixing bowl from hell.
But that is just the way I like it.
That is a very unique smell.
Because I'm the host of Dirty Jobs, Discovery's new series that salutes the unsung heroes who get their hands dirty every day.
You're gonna get a little taste of what it's like to be a septic tank technician.
Dirty Jobs.
Guys, thanks a little.
Sure it's not you?
Premieres tonight at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oric, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oric XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out, and I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got, no hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans, we make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever, I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a Book of the Month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts, plus 20% off your order. Join today.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Things got rough, things got tough, things got a harder than high. Just trying to make a living in our backyard. We were born too late, died too soon, and that is a terrible thing. If they can't come back.
21 past the hour, James in Kenosha, Wisconsin writes in, Mike, if Judge Roberts insists on playing this insulting I don't recall game, then the Democrats should insist on a medical exam to see if Mr. Roberts might be in the early stages of Alzheimer's. After all, he's a relatively young man and should recall membership in an organization as high-powered as the Federalist cult. It's not like they asked if he was a Weebelo in the Cub Scouts. Stan writes, thanks for bringing up Feinstein. I live in California. She acts as my senator. The reality is her husband is in the defense industry and is making gazillions of dollars off this war. It should be pointed out to your listeners, therefore, that Dianne Feinstein is also making a fortune off this disgusting immoral war. A lot of people out west don't realize her connection to the war industry and how that man, I'm sure, has influenced her vote. Yeah, well, we talked about Feinstein's connection to the death industry a couple of times. I don't know why people elect these kinds of Democrats. What are they called? Dinos? Or Dinos? Democrat in name only? Now, JG emailed this in to me. It says John Roberts and the White House are still refusing to explain why Roberts first denied having ties to the right-wing Federalist Society. Yesterday, Monday, Newsweek magazine said, quote, the episode illustrates just how far the Bush administration is going to portray Roberts as an ideological blank slate in hopes of shielding him from questions about whether he is too conservative from Democrats seeking clues to his judicial philosophy. Do you understand, don't you, True Seekers, what these sons of bitches do? They toss somebody out here like this, and of course the Democrats will play along. And the Republicans, the Bush crime family, give no information about this nominee. Here's the guy that will possibly be making decisions on the United States Supreme Court for the next 25, possibly 30 years. He can't be removed, short of impeachment. When's the last time a Supreme Court justice was impeached? And rather than play it straight and honest, the Bush crime family, being the lying, immoral murderers that they are, say, no, we're not going to tell you anything. Screw you. If you want information, dig it out. And we'll stonewall and tell you wrong. And the candidate himself will stand there and lie. Now, I believe this is in Newsweek. More evidence of Roberts' role in the Federalist Society, a July 19th, 1999 report in The Recorder, which is a daily legal newspaper, refers to Roberts as a prominent member of the Federalist Society. This little article in The Recorder goes on to say this. Now listen to this. Advocates of limiting federal powers and expanding states' prerogatives cheered This term's Supreme Court federalism rulings, which were issued in a jam-packed, tension-filled courtroom on the justices' final business day before leaving town for their summer recess. Quote, the court once again reiterated that states are serious players in our system of government, end quote, said John Roberts, Jr., a lawyer with Washington, D.C.'s Hogan and Hartson and a prominent member of the Conservative Federalist Society. Not his name on the masthead, not a dues-paying clown, but a prominent member. And yet Robert stands out there yesterday, or the other day, or the weekend. I don't know. Wait, you might. What? I have no recollection. Now, it's a very simple question. Do you confirm to the United States Supreme Court a man who stands there and lies? You know, regardless of what he did in writing opinions about how to cover Ronald Reagan's ass during the Iran-Contra affair, or how to issue plausible deniability for Reagan's vice president, George Herbert Walker Bush, regardless of what he did during Iran-Contra, regardless of what he has advocated in terms of Roe v. Wade, or the fact that this clown sees no privacy aspect or clause in the United States Constitution, regardless of that, do you confirm a Supreme Court nominee who begins the process by lying in your face? Yes, of course you do. If you're a Senate Democrat, why not? Eh? Didn't they confirm Negroponte? Didn't they confirm Gonzalez? Haven't they on the cusp of confirming Bolton? Except Bolton may find his ass in jail pretty soon. But if you're a Senate Democrat, do you confirm these people? Why, sure you do. Why? Because you may get your reward. What's that? Well, if you roll over on your back and spread all four of your legs and kind of make a funny noise, George Bush may reach down and scratch your tummy.
Here's Duncan and now. Well, one thing. Certainly true, no one here knows what to do, and I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now.
800-430-9571, 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571.
You're a business owner like me. Whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it. The process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
The Maturity Report.
Here's what we have to do this time, though. We don't go to sleep. We don't wake up to the fact that 50,000 black people were disenfranchised in Florida because we see it in a documentary that Michael Moore puts out 3 years later. We have to be on top of this now. We have to maintain this intensity now. And we've got to carry this through. This is a project. This is a long-term project. And unless you want to be living in some type of Clockwork Orange type of world, this is what you're going to have to do.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
So back to John Roberts for another couple of minutes, okay? Thug, who's another Bush thug. It's It is not surprising. I don't mean to come on the program acting all, oh, my God, look, he's nominated a liar. You know, everybody that Bush nominates for anything. Look at what we've got in the Office of Attorney General. Look what we have running the National Security Service. And be very afraid of that one, Truth Seeker. Look who we have running something that has submerged right now, but it's still there, the Total Information Awareness Network. Look at Karen Hughes, who was just confirmed to be Undersecretary of State for something to get out there and propagandize the Muslims. Oh, yeah, that'll work. I wonder what filth Elliot Abrams is pumping into American society. Chertoff, the guy whose name in Russian means from the devil. You know, what's Chertoff? He's the head of Homeland Security, right? Okay. So it just, I mean, it never stops. So it's not surprising when Bush's first chance to appoint a Supreme Court justice comes up, and he appoints a liar. Now, you can imagine how the rest of the Federalist Society people must be feeling right now, unless they all agreed, oh, yeah, we're just a bunch of sneaky bastards. Don't ever mention our affiliation to the Federalist Society in public. We don't want anyone to know because we are really Hitlerian neo-fascists, so don't say anything. Right, you think they're feeling that way, or are they feeling a little, just a tiny bit chagrined that the Bush crime family and John Roberts, one of their leaders, is saying, "What Federalist? What Federalist Society? What is that? I never heard of that." Democratic Underground .com publishes their top 10 conservative idiots of the week list every week. And this week, number 3 on the list is, well, here's a surprise, John Roberts! Let me quote from what DU says. Up until last week, hardly anyone knew who he was, so let's take a look. Just last week, John Roberts joined a ruling that, quote, special panels of military officers could conduct trials of terrorism suspects detained at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, according to the Washington Post. The Post said the appellate court swept aside, that was the court that John Roberts sits on, the appellate court swept aside the lower court's decision in what amounted to a general endorsement of a legal theory that the president, that would be Bush, has broad powers under the Constitution to decide how military detainees are to be handled during a time of conflict. Now, a Georgetown University professor, Neil Katyal, said the decision was, quote, contrary to 200 years of constitutional law, which places absolute trust in the president unchecked by the Constitution, statutes of Congress, and longstanding treaties. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that John Roberts and his fellow neo-fascists on the appellate court, I'm not sure. I think it's the D.C. Circuit. Is that the one he's on? That they decided that the Constitution is null and void. That George W. Bush has all the power, just like the German Enabling Act or whatever the hell it was called that we quoted from the other night gave all the power to Hitler. I mean, after all, this country is under threat. Now, before becoming a judge, what about, according to Democratic Underground, who spent time doing the checking, Roberts served as Deputy Solicitor General under George Herbert Walker Bush. Can't you imagine what he did there, huh? He told the Supreme Court that Roe v. Wade was, quote, wrongly decided and should be overruled, end quote. Now, again, we mentioned that the other night. They're not talking. The Federalist Society doesn't give a tinker's damn about abortion. They couldn't care less. These are not religious conservatives. What they are talking about is fascism, pure and simple. Corporatism or fascism. Interchangeable. The reason they object to Roe v. Wade is because it established a principle, at least in their minds, of a right to privacy guaranteed by the United States Constitution. Now, literally speaking, no, there is no right to privacy in the U.S. Constitution. One can surmise that it's not clearly defined because even a jackass would assume that the people who revolted against the British 230 years ago did so because they were not allowed to be secure in their private lives. It was a given, in other words. But John Roberts and Scalia and Scalia's pet dog, you know who I mean, Clarence Thomas, and the other conservatives on the United States Supreme Court all agree there's no right to privacy. Unless you're a Supreme Court justice or a member of the Bush crime family. Huh? Right to privacy? One of the first acts that Bush committed when he stole the first election was by executive order to remove from public scrutiny records of his, records of his father's, records of Ronald Reagan's, and, surprise, surprise, records of Bill Clinton. Ah, there's no right to privacy. Not if you're a common prole like me, like you. Your cheeks are to be spread wide open. Let's see what you got up there, buddy. Here, let me take a look. Secrets? You're not going to have any secrets. Privacy? So don't be fooled about this Roe v. Wade argument. It's all about the right to privacy. Roberts also served as a legal advisor to the Bush campaign during the Florida recount. Florida recount? That was not a recount. That was shutting down and stopping a recount. Long enough for the Supreme Court of the United States to say, okay, we're going to issue a ruling, but for the first time in our history, I think, this ruling is not a precedent-setting ruling. You can never reference this ruling that we're going to make today. This is unique, stands alone, one time only, stop the vote counting, and the presidency goes to Mr. Bush. Okay? Sons of bitches. Now, 2 years after that, or 3 years after that, Bush appointed him to the D.C. Court of Appeals. And 2 years after that, he's been appointed. I know the correct word is nominated, but he's there. Appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Oh, incidentally, despite the fact that the Washington Post says that Roberts gave him private legal advice, Jeb Bush now has what he calls a fuzzy recollection of Roberts' role in the recount and can't even remember meeting him. Every one of these sons of bitches, every single one of them, every one of them lies. Every single one. Oh, I have no recollection of that. What, I met with him? Now, according to the New York Times, quote, for at least a year before the nomination of Judge Roberts to the Supreme Court, the White House was working behind the scenes to shore up support for him among its social conservative allies. Now, let me pause for a second. You see, this is what I just said. These Federalist people, they don't give a damn about Christians or Christ on the cross or the bleeding Mary, Mother of God. They couldn't care less. A lot of them are Jewish. A lot of them are atheist or agnostic. Or some of them are Christians of different stripes, Catholics, Protestants. I don't know. Some of them probably believe in live animal sacrifice. But they don't give a damn about religion. What they care about is corporatism. Fascism. So what the Bush crime family has done for the past year, according to the New York Times, worked behind the scenes to shore up support for Roberts among its social conservative allies, quietly reassuring them that he was a good bet for their side in cases about abortion, same-sex marriage, and stuffing Christ back into the classroom. Those are my words there at the end. What the Times said was public support for religion. So then it goes on, the Times goes on to say they did this with a series of personal testimonials about Judge Roberts, his legal work, his Roman Catholic faith, his wife's public opposition to abortion, and two well-connected Christian conservative lawyers, that would be Protestant, one Protestant, one Catholic. The Catholic is Leonard Leo, chairman of Catholic Outreach for the Republican Party, and Jay Sekulow, chief counsel of an evangelical Protestant legal center founded by the execrable Pat Robertson. Anyway, efforts by Leonard Leo and Jay Sekulow gradually won over most social conservatives to nearly unanimous support, even convincing them that the lack of a paper trail was an asset that made Judge Roberts harder to attack. Can you believe this? not having a record. Try to buy a new car without having a record. You won't get it. Unless you're going to pay cash. And even then, your transaction will be over 10 grand. So IRS will get a report of what you did. Try to finance a new car. Try to sign a lease on an apartment without a paper trail, Mr. or Miss Joe Sixpack. How many times have I been through that? How many times have you been through it? But to be a United States Supreme Court Justice? Oh, well, that's different. There's not to be any there.
W and Channel D couldn't win without a slimy trip to Washington. They had to run. States' races weren't that much fun. Don't you hate that crap? They just keep lying all the time. They just keep lying all the time.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever, I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a book of the month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts, plus 20% off your order. Join today.
If you're still driving or flying to get to your meetings, I'm here to tell you something. You're nuts. Because with GoToMeetings web conferencing, you can have productive meetings with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and have people meet you online during your conference call. They'll see your desktop on their computer screen. So, present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is internet access, no additional software is required, and it's affordable. For one low monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you need with people all over the world. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatment that corrects the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, Director of the Cornea Service at Weill Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wavescan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and to learn more about wavescan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or pay a visit to www.cornelllaservision.com.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept four issues free. The Nation. Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Okay, a little more here on John Roberts, the next Supreme Court justice. Only because the Democrats in the United States Senate don't care. So, given all the work that the Bush crime family has put into Roberts, and they've been working on this guy for the past year, smoothing out the blank spaces for the Christian psychopaths in this country. I'm not talking about real Christians. I'm talking about the people who would cut Jesus into a million pieces and feed him to the nearest herd of piranha. Real destroyers of the Christian faith. You know who I'm talking about. I'm going to quote some of them here right now. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, here's what he said. John Roberts is an exceptionally well-qualified and impartial nominee. Judge Roberts is widely respected for his fair judgments, intellect, and integrity. Now, you got to keep in mind, as I quote these guys, they've never heard of Roberts. They don't know who he is from Adam's house cat. They have no idea. But, like I just said, thanks to Democratic Underground, who did all the research on the top 10 conservative idiots list for this week, Roberts being number three, the Bush crime family sent out their liaison to the Christian community, both Catholic and Protestant, over the past year and pumped their head full of nonsense and said, look, no, this guy didn't have a good record. He didn't have any record. But that's okay, because he'll stop the queers from getting married and he'll stop abortion. Now, see, these Christian conservatives think that he's going to stop abortion because it's murdering little teeny babies. No! It's because Roberts and the Federalist Society think that the idea of the right to privacy in the United States Constitution is something Honest John the Commie wrote. And it doesn't belong there. There's no right to privacy! Unless it's a business contract. Unless it's proprietary information regarding a patent or the chemical makeup of something that you are being asked to feed to your child. And you can't find out what's really in it because it's private. But if a woman wants to obtain an abortion, a highly private act, oh no, there's no right to privacy. You see how this works? James Dobson, the psychopathic old fart who runs Focus on the Family?
Judge Roberts is an unquestionably qualified attorney and judge with impressive experience in government and the private sector. He has demonstrated at every stop on his career path the legal acumen, judicial temperament, and personal integrity necessary to be a Supreme Court justice or a partridge in a pear tree. Ah, fa la 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 la. I added that last part. That's James Dobson. Is there a more sucked out prune? Is there a worst example of withered, dead Christianity from the 12th century than this guy? The American Family Association said the following. The president promised to nominate an individual to the Supreme Court who will interpret, not rewrite the Constitution. He kept his word by nominating John Roberts. Now he needs your encouragement. Interpret, not rewrite the Constitution? Okay. But if you interpret the First Amendment, say, to mean the opposite of what it appears to mean, that's an interpretation, and that's stupid! Not to mention unconstitutional. But never mind. And finally, Operation Rescue issued an opinion. Operation Rescue supports this selection. Roberts has shown strong conservative credentials with indications that he will not uphold Roe v. Wade, the case that decriminalized abortion. And then Rick Santorum added this, he's brilliant. Anybody want to play with my dead kid? Don't want to, Daddy. Now shut up, Ricky and Susie. We brought home this dead kid for you to play with. Don't want to, Daddy. Play with him! Can I play with a dead kitty instead? No, play with this dead fetus. This thing was in Mommy for a long time. It smells funny, Daddy. Play with it! It's cold and bumpy. Play with it! It smells like, I don't know, please, Daddy, don't want to. Bottom line, it would be utter insanity to allow John Roberts' quick and easy passage to the Supreme Court. But you know what? The Democrats in the Senate are going to do it anyway. Oh, God. Now, Simple Scotty's comments on this coming up right after this break. You got to hear some of this. I want you to hear the first. The first one has nothing to do with the first quote from Simple Scotty today has nothing to do with John Roberts or Karl Rove's criminal activities on behalf of the Bush crime family. It has to do with Bush wanting to go to Mars. Right? You'll love this. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
If House Democrats had stuck together in opposition to moves by the Bush administration to reauthorize the worst elements of the Patriot Act, the legislation would have been defeated and a major victory would have been won for civil liberties. Unfortunately, Democrats did not stick together when the House considered 16 provisions of the Act that are set to expire. 43 Democrats, including Minority Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland, voted with 214 Republicans to reauthorize the Patriot Act. Had all of those Democrats voted against it, the reauthorization would have failed. Many Democrats read the issue right, of course. For instance, California's Lynn Woolsey noted that, quote, now we know the truth. The Patriot Act was never intended as an emergency. It appears the sponsors were always interested in a permanent crackdown on civil liberties. The sad thing is that, with a little Democratic unity, that permanent crackdown could have been avoided. For more on the Patriot Games being played in Congress, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Oreck XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
I'm Mike Rowe. My life's a mess.
It's going to get really mucky and ucky.
Did you say mucky and ucky?
Yeah.
Look, it's like a giant mixing bowl from hell.
But that is just the way I like it.
That is a very unique smell.
Because I'm the host of Dirty Jobs, Discovery's new series that salutes the unsung heroes who get their hands dirty every day.
You're going to get a little taste of what it's like to be a septic tank technician.
Dirty Jobs.
Gosh, thanks a little.
So it's not you?
Premieres tonight at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Senate Republicans are pressing Democrats to agree to a final vote on whether to confirm Supreme Court nominee John Roberts by the end of September. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter says if there is no agreement, he may cut short the summer recess and start the hearings in late August. Specter says some people have suggested starting the hearing September 12th. He called that, quote, totally out of the question. He says his preference is to start hearing September 6th. This timetable debate comes as the two sides are arguing over the extent to which Roberts' papers from work in previous governments will be given to lawmakers. The White House is turning over some papers, but the Bush administration announced today it will not release documents that Roberts prepared while he was working on cases to argue on behalf of the first Bush administration before the U.S. Supreme Court. An attorney for a Virginia man accused of murder says his client is mentally retarded. But prosecutors are contending that assertion is just a ploy to allow Darrell Atkins to avoid the death penalty. Opening statements today in the case used by the Supreme Court to prevent the mentally retarded from being put to death, this trial will determine whether Atkins is, in fact, according to the law, mentally retarded, or if he can be executed. Atkins' lawyer has told jurors his client was teased as a child, but prosecutors say nobody in Atkins' life believed he was mentally challenged, quote, until he was facing the death penalty. British Prime Minister Tony Blair lashing out at critics who say Britain's participation in the war in Iraq has made the country more of a target. But a new poll of British Muslims finds they overwhelmingly believe the Iraq war did play a role in the recent Boston subway bombings. They apparently wanted to see which of them could scare more detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. That testimony about two fellow guards at the Iraqi prison today from Private Chip Frederick, who has already been convicted in the abuse scandal. He says two Iraqi detainees were bitten by dogs who were being controlled by two competing U.S. sergeants. Doesn't take much to make air passengers nervous. Three Pakistani men started walking back and forth from first class to coach on a flight today from L.A. to London. The flight had to be diverted. Passengers were complaining. It turned out the men posed no threat. They just wanted to talk, and they'd been put in seats in two different sections. The flight eventually continued. The three men continued their travel as well on a different plane. If bus and subway riders are looking to the government to protect them from attacks like the ones in London, they may have to look again. Officials from New York, Los Angeles, and Washington say train riders need to take a greater role in their own security in order to guard against any possible future terror attacks. This is Air America Radio News.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to My PC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to GoToMyPC.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii, or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics, too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics. Making learning fun.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE. Or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
The Al Franken Show.
On the next Al Franken Show, it's the show George Bush should have listened to before he went to war in Iraq. We're putting together some intellectual firepower. Author Naomi Klein, war correspondent Chris Hedges, The Atlantic Monthly's Jim Fallows, and The New Yorker's George Packer to help us try to answer the two big questions. What happened and what now? Pay attention, Mr. President. Next time on Franken.
It's 7 past the hour. We are going to get your phone calls tonight. Email from Dana in Wilmington, Delaware. Dana writes, Mike, the Federalist Society believes in privacy when it suits their purposes. The following is a statement by Federalist Society President Eugene B. Meyer responding to inquiries about the July 25th, 2005 Washington Post story that began Roberts listed in the Federalist Society 97-98 directory. Here's the statement from the president of the Federalist Society.
The Federalist Society has a long-standing practice of not disclosing our dues-paying membership rolls out of respect for the privacy of our members.
You sons of bitches.
But you proles out there, you don't have a right to privacy.
All right, let's go to the briefing today. Simple Scotty. Before he began dancing around questions related to the Roberts confirmation, he talked about today's shuttle launch. By the way, may I digress for a moment? Did you all watch that? I watched it this morning, and that was tense. I realized that they had all the T's crossed and I's dotted, but wasn't that tense? I hate to see launches now after what happened back in when was the Columbia disaster? Was it which was the one that blew up on launch? Was that Columbia, Kathy? Challenger. Anyway, McClellan talked about today's shuttle launch with the usual platitudinous bat squeeze. But, you know,
the president really thinks.
The president really thinks of this, and whatever. But he could barely contain his hostility at a reporter's question about Bush's desire to go to Mars. Remember that? Do you remember that? Remember, he wants NASA to focus on going to Mars, right? You remember? Now, if that would have been Kennedy or hell, probably even Nixon, there might have been some substance to it. But Bush, oh, God, no, don't go there, Mike, don't go there. So, it was a joke. But McClellan could barely contain his hostility when this reporter asked about Mars. I want you to hear this. It was really spectacular. Here we go. The reporter begins. Scott, in the post-launch press conference, NASA officials said they welcomed the Discovery's return to space and sort of renewing the vigor of the space program, the ultimate goal of which would be to land a crew on Mars. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, this is a long-term mission that the president outlined, John, so I think you have to look at the overall perspective and what the president said. But he wanted to make sure that there's a clearly defined mission for our space program, and there is.
And how's the Mars program going?
NASA can probably update you on the effort. Again, this is a long-term program, and you can, you know, sit there and smirk about it, but the president felt it was important. The president felt it was important to outline a clearly defined mission for NASA.
And how is the Mars program going?
You know, Bush can't even spell NASA, much less lay out a clearly defined mission for it. But I love the way Scott, whenever he's being challenged, he starts talking louder like this. Well, Scott, what about the Mars mission? Well, the Mars mission is going fine, but, you know, I don't think that the president would really like me to comment any further. You can always tell when some little snot in the crack White House press corps is getting under McClellan's skin, right? Can you imagine Bush laying out a plan to NASA scientists?
Hey, you got blacks in space, too? Huh? You know what? They have black people in Brazil. And I'm going to ask the guy in Norway. You have blacks here?
On to more serious matters, reporters turned to the White House refusal yet again to release documents, this time as related to John Roberts' stint in the Solicitor General's office of the Reagan administration during the Iran-Contra years. Huh? Now, since you're not going to release anything, it's open to speculation. Here's my speculation. John Roberts, as a part of the White House counsel to Reagan, you know, Reagan couldn't have cared less.
Well, mommy, what are they talking about today?
But you can imagine Roberts sitting around with the rest of these killers, deciding about slaughter at El Mazote, deciding about slaughter in Nicaragua, death squads, torture camps in Honduras. We have a huge air base in Honduras. There was a huge military base run by the Honduran government, the Honduran military. And after it was either abandoned or there was a truth commission, something, I forget exactly the details. Someone will email, I'm sure. But within the bowels of that Honduran military base that was constructed by the United States government were rooms designed for nothing but torture. So when we think about the torture that we are committing in Afghanistan and Iraq, we have to remember what the proving grounds, the testing ground for this change in American foreign policy really was, and that was Central America. Now I know. The CIA has used nefarious and illegal and deadly techniques throughout its history. But when it gets down to just plain old flat-out torture, that's what School of the Americas was all about down here at Fort Benning, Georgia, is to teach the colonels and the majors in the Central and South American governments, these repressive right-wing governments, the proper way of conducting torture that would give the torturers in the government plausible deniability. So what happened to Abu Ghraib and Bagram and the rest of these places, Truth Seeker? Please don't believe it's new. It's not. And John Roberts, the next U.S. Supreme Court justice, was involved up to his eyeballs. What else would an advisor, a legal advisor to the office of the presidency during the height of the Iran-Contra affair, of selling missiles to the Iranians, who then would turn around and aim them at Israel, selling missiles to Iran in exchange for the release of hostages, while Reagan was saying, we will never do business with hostage takers. And then the revenue generated, which was being bagged by this guy, Ghorbanifar, who I believe was he Iraqi or Iranian or whatever, and a middleman in Israel.
Everybody made a little piece on this, you see? Everybody got the VIG as it passed through their hands. Hundreds and hundreds of TOW missiles going to Iran. Now, where was John Roberts, our next Supreme Court judge? Oh, he was right there telling Reagan, Reagan staff, okay, here's what you can, I think you can get away with this. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now, none of that is to be released. None of that. So the reporter today says, Scott, Senator Leahy responded to this refusal to release Iran-Contra information. He said if this is meant to be a dialogue, he welcomes it, but he said if it's intended to unilaterally preempt a discussion about documents the Senate may need and is entitled to, then this is a regrettable beginning. Oh, regrettable. And he also said it is for the Senate and not the White House to decide what documents the Senate will need to fulfill its responsibilities in the confirmation process. Now listen to this snotty answer. I love how Scotty is working to change the tone in D.C., don't you?
The White House has not seen or reviewed the documents from Judge Roberts' time in the Solicitor General's office. There was ample information that was available on Judge Roberts during his previous confirmation hearing for members of the Judiciary Committee and members of the Senate to understand his views on the role of a judge and the role of the judiciary. I hope Senator Leahy is not trying to demand documents that the president has not even seen as part of their lines of attack against the president.
Oh, for Christ's sake. God forbid the public should know young Judge Roberts' background before giving him a lifetime appointment to the highest court in the land. Oh, no, I'm sorry. My bad. This is nothing more than one of the lines of attack against the hallowed office of George W. Bush, Jesus' brother.
On your TV, the cable TV, the liar speaks tonight. Deficits rise, no tax for rich guys. I never was too bright.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest Gap employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds, special preview Sunday, August 7th at 11. Or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 central. Only on Showtime.
Americans for Energy Independence at EI2025.org urges you to take action and free our nation from the grip of foreign oil imports. Before you purchase your next car, truck, van, or SUV, consider that $200 billion of our hard-earned dollars will be spent purchasing foreign oil, money that goes to many questionable governments. Nearly $40 billion will be paid to Saudi Arabia alone. You can make a difference, and your voice will be heard at EI2025.org. We must make the Middle East strategically irrelevant, and you have the power to help. Join us. Americans for Energy Independence is dedicated to making our country energy independent by the year 2025. But we need you. Get involved and explore the possibilities at EI2025.org. Together we can claim our nation's second independence. EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out, and I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got, no hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans. We make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
Lost Highway Records is proud to bring you new releases from Lucinda Williams' new Live at the Fillmore. Lucinda's first live album recorded over her three-night appearance at San Francisco's legendary Fillmore Auditorium. Ryan Adams and the Cardinals' new album, Cold Roses. USA Today gave it 3.5 out of 4 stars, stating there's not a bad song in Cold Roses' 18-track bouquet. Mary Gauthier's Mercy Now. Reader's Digest named Mary the best about to hit country star in their 2005 Best of America edition. Willie Nelson's Country Man. 10 years in the making, Willie's first ever reggae album merges the gospel and soul spirit found in both reggae and country. To listen to all these titles and more, visit LostHighwayRecords.com.
Phone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Only one past the hour. So back to what you and I go through if we want to buy a house. All right, let's just put it right there. If we want to buy a house, you apply for a $200,000-$400,000 mortgage for your house. And what's one of the documents you must produce? A couple of them, as a matter of fact, your tax returns, right? Now, why do you have to produce your tax returns? Ostensibly, so the lending agency can see official documents that show that your income is what you claim it is. In tomorrow's Washington Post, one of our listeners just sent this to me. Listen to this first paragraph. The Bush administration will not give Senate investigators access to federal tax returns, as Supreme Court nominee John Roberts, Jr., White House officials said, which is a break with precedent that could exacerbate a growing conflict over document disclosure in the confirmation process. Blah, blah, blah. Then there's this sentence. Although nominees to the High Court in recent decades were required to provide their three most recent annual tax forms, the administration, the Bush administration, will neither collect such documents from Roberts nor share them with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Instead, the IRS will produce a one-page summary. Huh? How do you like fascism, True Seeker? How do you like a system where there are two sets of rules, one which is designed for the ruling elite and the other for the rest of it? Well, not the rest of us. The other for most of us on the second tier. And then there's a parallel tier where these crazed, psychopathic, fake Christians all reside, raising their hands to something in their huge mega churches, while they pray for more comfort for the comfortable, and will please Jesus, smile down on me so I can get a new SUV. Please Jesus, I really love you and I appreciate the blood you shed. Help me get an upgrade on my house. Please Jesus, can I have a raise? Sick bastards. So John Roberts will not be required to produce his tax returns. Now if you want to buy a house, what else do you need your tax returns for, Kathy? Sometimes for employment, right? Tax audits. But you see, there's no right to privacy. The Federalist Society believes there's no such thing as a constitutional right to privacy. Don't they? Huh? If a woman wants to go through with an abortion, and the United States Supreme Court 25 years ago settled it once and for all, or 30 years ago. This is a matter of intense privacy. No, no. Federalist Society judges say, oh, no, 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 no. This is the sop that they throw to the religious right. This is how they get their support from the religious fanatics, from the American Taliban, from the sick bastards in this country who claim to be Christian, who are just as evil and devious and perverted and murderous as any fundamentalist Islamic bomber. Federalist Society doesn't care how many fetuses are squeezed out and dumped in a garbage can someplace. They couldn't give a tinker's damn. But they will play to that aspect of social conservatives, so-called. God, these people are evil. So, the Washington Post reports tomorrow, John Roberts' tax return? Oh, no, you don't. That's private. Now, back to the briefing today. This reporter gets to the heart of the issue, which is that there's nothing special about the documents Bush is willing to release. They're public anyway, the ones that are at the two presidential libraries, right? Scotty is just cracking in, trying to avoid the truth that there are key records that the Bush crime family is deliberately trying to hide. So the reporter says, Scott, does the White House maintain that what it's doing now related to the Department of Justice and the counsel documents is, in effect, expediting the process? It's not that these documents wouldn't be available to members of Congress in the absence of the White House assistance, right?
We are expediting the process when you're talking about the Reagan Library documents, absolutely.
Democrats are arguing that, in effect, however, those documents were in the process of being made public anyway, and that the documents, that the archives were available, thank you very much, and their argument is that they haven't gotten anything that they couldn't have gotten under themselves, and what they're seeking the Solicitor General's documents are being denied.
Well, first of all, on the Reagan Library documents, there is a process that they're going through to make those documents available publicly.
Oh,
it is a process that tends to take months.
Months?
At a minimum, it takes weeks and weeks and weeks. I think everybody recognizes the importance of moving forward in a timely manner on this confirmation hearing. The fact that we're moving forward and expediting that process so that they can have it in the next few weeks versus months will help them have what they need to do their job.
Oh, you lying pig. See, once again, the total destruction of language. The Orwellian glossary, newspeak. Scott says the Bush crime family is expediting the process. Good God! A college student could handle that bit of expediting. What do you have to do? Hi, I'm writing a paper for my I'm writing for my government class. Can I have these documents? Yeah, here they are, son. Help yourself.
Heard all the news about health insurance and you think it's expensive and hard to get, but there is one company you should know about that is different from all the rest. Mega Life and Health. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you find affordable health insurance. I want you to call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. Let us tailor a health insurance plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. So if you're self-employed or an individual looking for affordable health insurance, there is good news. Call Mega now and see how we can help you. The call is free. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Oh, In 1865, the SS Republic, carrying a fortune in gold and silver coins, sank nearly 1,700 feet to the bottom of the Atlantic. The ship's precious cargo was lost for almost 140 years. After an extensive deep ocean search, the shipwreck was discovered by Odyssey Marine Exploration. And right now, you can own these collectible coins, bottles, and astonishing artifacts, all carefully recovered and preserved from this historic shipwreck, by calling toll-free 800-416-4089 or by visiting shipwreck.net. This is your chance to own a rare part of nautical history. Quantities are extremely scarce, so call today to learn how you can own a piece of valuable treasure. Call 800-416-4089. That's 800-416-4089 or visit shipwreck.net.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom, with 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Air America phones are ringing off.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
We'll be right back.
flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Now back to the tax return thing that is reported in Wednesday's Washington Post that Supreme Court appointee John Roberts will not be submitting his tax returns. Screw you. It's none of your business. He has a right to privacy. He has a cone of privacy, a sphere of privacy around him, even though the Federalist Society, of which he is a member of the Washington branch's steering committee, the Federalist Society says there is no such thing. Unless it's for corporations or business interests, then there is. But for individuals, no. Absolutely nada. No tax returns. Mike in St. Paul emails in, ironically, when I applied for an occupational license here in Minnesota, I had to submit my tax returns for the past 10 years. My occupation? Lawyer! Cindy emails in, remember I said I used to work for the government in defense work? Well, you can't get a security clearance without the government going through all your tax returns. No clearance, no job. Why not this guy? Well, because this guy is part of the Bush crime family. They operate on entirely different rules from normal people. They raise their middle finger to the press and normal people and say, can you read this? Okay. Now, let me digress for just a moment from the press briefing today. Raj over at TVNewsLies.org. Immediately sent in what I was trying to reference about the Honduran military base. John Roberts, the new Supreme Court appointee, and he will be confirmed, was in the office of White House counsel during the height of the Iran-Contra horrors. Listen to this. This is August 12, 1999. Honduras authorities find torture cells and graves at U.S.-built base. Apparently used to torture and kill political prisoners, a top Honduran official said Thursday. The cells, along with dozens of possible grave sites, were discovered this week at El Aguacate Air Base in eastern Honduras, which the United States built for Nicaraguan Contras in the 1980s. Authorities had announced the discovery of the first grave site containing unidentified human remains earlier this month. Sandra Ponce, Honduras' Attorney General for Human Rights, told the Associated Press in a telephone interview from the base, quote, in the middle of overgrown brush at El Aguacate, we found six sites with tombs and metal cells where we believe the army tortured, killed, and buried its victims. We suspect there are more than 48 graves in the area holding the remains of an undetermined number of people buried there in the 1980s by the military, end quote. One of the apparent grave sites measured 500 yards in length and may hold victims of executions by the Contras, a rebel force the United States created and trained to fight the Sandinista government of Nicaragua from across the border in Honduras in the 80s. But Ms. Ponce said her investigation is limited for now to the 184 disappearances attributed to the Honduran army, which include 105 Honduran leftists, 39 Nicaraguans, 28 Salvadorans, 5 Costa Ricans, 4 Guatemalans, an American, an Ecuadorian, and a Venezuelan. Human Rights Commissioner, Honduran Human Rights Commissioner, Leo Valladares, said the armed forces in Honduras had been operating a death squad trained by military personnel from the United States. El Aguacate Air Base was built by U.S. forces in 1983 and staffed by the Contras and Honduran Army troops. The death squad was trained by military personnel from the United States, Taiwan, Nicaragua, and Argentina. So when you think about... Oh, my God. When you think about what has happened... and thanks, Reg. When you think about what has happened at Bagram in... Afghanistan, what is ongoing at Abu Ghraib, the torture and murder of children now. Who was the U.S. ambassador to Honduras while all of this was going on? 3, 2, 1. Who? John Negroponte? Really? Who was advising President Reagan's, who was part of the White House counsel's office, 1982 to 1989, while this was going on? Who? John Roberts? The new Supreme Court nominee? Appointee. Do you understand? Are you beginning to understand? I'm beginning to understand. Are you beginning to understand? This stuff is almost overwhelming to me. Is it to you? Huh? Now, this is why I use the term son of a bitch as freely as I do. This is why I call Bush and every member of his crime family murderers, killers, assassins. These people are wickedly evil. These are the people that the so-called Christian right in the United States supports completely. These are the people the so-called Christian right in the United States says are on a mission from God! Yes! No. They're on a mission from Satan. And so is Reverend Dobson. Is he a reverend? I don't even know. I don't care. All of these filthy, filthy murderers of the historic Jesus. Oh, you dirty, scummy people. You dirty, scummy people. I'm not a believer in any of this mythology, but I will say this. Can you imagine if Jesus were to reappear now? They would mace his hair to his head so fast they would taser him. They would send him to Bagram or someplace in Iraq or Syria or Turkey. Huh? He's a dark-skinned, kinky-haired Middle Eastern terrorist. Because he talks about overthrowing the government in his way. He talks about to love your neighbor as yourself. Do you ever watch these so-called Christians in these mega churches? All over. Most of them here in the South, but the Southwest. But in California, you ever watch them? Huh? With their arms waving in these huge edifices of fake idolatry, and their arms are waving back and forth. And you know what they're asking? Oh, Jesus, I've been a good boy today. Please let me have that new SUV. Please, God, let me take a trip to India this time, or maybe Italy. Please, Jesus. Oh, praise Jesus. Praise. I'm so good. I'm so good. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, may I kiss your robe? Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they support death squads, and they support murder, and they support terror, and they support executions, extra-legal executions, and apparently they support child rape. Aw, you evil, evil, sick bastards. All of you. Back to today's press briefing. Still on the Roberts document release issue, this reporter gets to the heart of the issue, which is that there's nothing special. Oh, we already did that. We already did that. I'm sorry. I got my mind all caught up in murdered children, raping children inside prisons, death cells, torture cells in Honduras, run by John Negroponte, and sanctioned by John Roberts. Jesus. All right, here's the last one on the Roberts nomination. Reporter says, Scott, just back to the documents, just to clear up one thing. All the documents that are being released now are those that would have been released anyway or available to the public. Is that correct?
No, I wanted to agree with her characterization. I mean, the process, it takes months sometimes to
months
go through
and months
and review that information.
Quack, quack.
As part of the process
quack,
for
quack,
making
quack,
it available
quack.
Publicly.
Months and months.
We're now expediting that process.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to bend over backwards.
Oh, don't do that.
The Reagan Library is committed to
Jeffy Loop's
this.
Not here
we
anymore.
Move that process forward and get those documents out in a much shorter period of time.
Oh, yeah. You mean like you're expeditiously expediting the process, Scotty, right? Quack, 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 quack. We're going to get these free documents. We're going to get these documents to you, these ones that are part of public domain. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to get all these documents out to you, and you're going to ask me for all these ones we can't give to you, but all the ones we can give to you, the ones that really matter. And finally, about the Valerie Plame leak, reporter says, Scott, in the wake of the Valerie Plame incident, on which you will not comment, intelligence officials have indicated there's a growing concern among operatives in the field. A fear that they might be the targets of political manipulation. And they have indicated that something must be done on the part of the White House to help allay those fears. And given that these people are in the forefront of the war on terror, Scott, isn't it necessary to do something more than simply stonewalling all discussion of the incident in order to restore confidence?
No, I reject your characterization. What we're doing is helping to advance the investigation forward. The president said he's not going to get into trying to draw conclusions based on reports in the media. Let's let the investigators complete their work, and that's what we've said. So I reject your characterization. We, for a long time, said that we want to help them get to the bottom of this, and the best way to do that is to cooperate fully in that investigation. That means not commenting on it here from this podium.
The best way to cooperate is not to talk about it. Boy, McClellan's just rejecting characterizations all day long, isn't he? But I got to give him credit. He really lays out a huge whopper here, considering all the hot water he put himself in, proclaiming Roe's absolute innocence in 2003. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people?
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves.
Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
I happen to have been an MIA wife for 8 years back in the 70s. My husband was a carrier pilot who disappeared into thin air. So when Bush did that little stunt of landing on the carrier in flight gear, here the sniveling little weasel was safe and sound at home while my husband, who was a real carrier pilot, was getting killed.
866-303-AAR0.
Walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I am the bees. I'm wrestling with a lion and the grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Stop. Oh, you're killing me, Bush. Avoiding even the appearance of problems, huh? Well, what about now? Yeah, that's quite a stretch from that to, I'd say, anybody found guilty of a crime won't serve in my administration unless it's a crime from, you know, a different time. What did you want to comment, Kathy, about that last soundbite we played right before the break?
No, just that it really takes, you know, cojones for Simple Scotty to come out after he kept talking about how he had complete confidence in Rove and he talked to Rove in 2003, and he claimed that Rove was involved in leaking Plame's name was ridiculous, and and then he comes out today, and then two years of stonewalling where the Bush administration has done literally nothing on this investigation.
And he says today,
what we're doing is helping to advance the investigation forward. And I keep thinking, in what parallel bizarro universe is that happening?
And advance it forward as opposed to advancing it backward, or what does that mean? Advance something forward.
Oh, I have no idea. The non sequitur is just useless to me to even pick on for that. It's just the idea that he's trying to come out and claim,
right,
after all the stonewalling for 2 years.
Yeah.
They're advancing it forward. Yeah. And then my second favorite quote, same soundbite, is that the best way to cooperate fully in the investigation is not commenting on it from the podium.
Right, he's only the press spokesman. Oh, Jesus. Oh, now, in terms of security and secrecy, who sent me this? Arlen sent this to me. This is back from October 9th, 2001. Bush said, we can't have leaks of classified information. It's not in our nation's interest. And it says here, President Bush's defiant statement came in the immediate weeks following 9/11 as the administration clamped down on the information it provided to Congress. Bush issued an order limiting access to classified intelligence to only 8 members of Congress. 92 senators were denied security clearance. But Karl Rove, this butterbutt, what is he called? Turd Blossom. Now, Gary Trudeau, in his Doonesbury comic strip, used that term, I think it was today or tomorrow's strip, and it's been dropped from about 15 newspapers. I guess the term, out of Bush's mouth, turd blossom, is just too much for America to handle. Oh, show me some dead babies. Show me piles of naked people, prisoners. Tell me about people being cooked alive in shipping containers as a way of getting them talking. But for Christ's sake, don't use the word turd blossom. I may faint. You're going to give me the vapors. Turd blossom? So Bush pulls the access to classified intelligence from 92 members of the United States Senate. At the slightest whiff of evidence that information was being leaked. There was no ongoing criminal investigation, nor was there evidence that all the members who had access, had their access limited, had leaked anything. And now he refers to Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, or he refuses to hold Karl Rove and Scooter Libby to anywhere near the same standard. Despite confirmation of their involvement in the leak of an undercover CIA agent's identity. Oh, don't you just want to, I don't know, what do you want to do? What do you want to do, Truth Seeker? Do you want to smack somebody upside the head with a 2x4? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Huh? What do you want to do? Turd blossom. Isn't that a cute term? But apparently the editors of just a whole clutch of American newspapers. What about the Journal Constitution? They don't even run Doonesbury on the comics page here. They run that and, what's the other one? Boondocks. Boondocks and Doonesbury are just too hot for the Atlanta Journal's comics page. So they're run on a separate page at the bottom of page 2 in the Metro or in the Living section, and then the comics are 3-4 pages. Okay, that's so our little children won't be offended by political cartoons, political point of view. Actually, it's so that the half-witted almost did it again. Boy, I'm going to get bleeped here at some point tonight. The half-witted knuckle-dragging right-wingers here in Atlanta, here in the metro Atlanta area, so they won't have their sensibilities offended. They don't give a damn about children. What the Journal Constitution is afraid of, that enough fully formed Christian adults will write in and say, "Why do you have Doonesbury on the comics page? It's not funny." So because Trudeau puts into his comic strip this week the term turd blossom, which apparently is one of Bush's favorite appellations for Karl Rove. I like butterbutt myself. But since it's turd blossom, oh no. Reports of a shock and awe, blowing up Fallujah, which I understand, for some reason I've forgotten this, it's a Shia holy site. So when we think about this Tancredo, this jackass from Colorado who suggested blowing up Muslim holy sites, we already have. We've attacked, we've decimated Fallujah. But it's okay, you see. It's okay to talk about destroying cities, blowing up thousands and thousands of Iraqis, torturing children, murdering people in prison. But the term turd blossom? Oh, please, quick, get the smelling salts. I'm about to faint. Oh, here I go. Oh, yeah.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
I'm Mike Rowe. My life's a mess.
It's gonna get really mucky and ucky.
Did you say mucky and ucky?
Yeah.
It's like a giant mixing bowl from hell.
But that is just the way I like it.
That is a very unique smell.
Because I'm the host of Dirty Jobs, Discovery's new series that salutes the unsung heroes who get their hands dirty every day.
You're gonna get a little taste of what it's like to be a septic tank technician.
Dirty Jobs.
Gosh, thanks a little.
So it's not you?
Premieres tonight at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off. Plus, affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jen Polsoni. Before the Space Shuttle Discovery crew went to sleep for the evening, the crew issued a thank you to the people who helped them into space. Shuttle Commander Eileen Collins also wanted to give thanks to the Columbia Shuttle's crew.
Rick, Willie, Mike, Casey, Dave, Laurel, and Elon. We miss them, and we are continuing their mission. God bless them tonight, and God bless their families.
Discovery will test new safety measures and heat shield repair techniques put into place after Columbia broke up over Texas, killing the astronauts aboard. The Army is leading the investigation into Monday's electrocution of 4 Boy Scout leaders. An Army spokesman said it appears the 4 were setting up a large tent when one of the tent's poles made contact with an overhead power line. The incident occurred at the Boy Scout Jamboree in Bowling Green, Virginia. The White House has agreed to release documents related to President Bush's Supreme Court Justice nominee. The papers deal with Judge John Roberts' work at the Justice Department. White House officials say some documents are being withheld because they are protected by attorney-client privilege. Democrats have said they want as much information as possible to reach an informed opinion about Roberts. Congress is hearing testimony about the effects of meth abuse on the nation, one of the country's largest drug problems, according to many county law enforcement agencies across the country. Law enforcement officials and child welfare representatives made several recommendations on how to combat the problem, including tightening the Mexico border and tougher prison sentences for meth traffickers and producers. With police in England intensifying their search for 4 would-be bombers who attempted to attack London's transit system last week, British Prime Minister Tony Blair vowed not to give one inch to terrorists. Police say they may have discovered material for making explosives at a house connected to one of the suspects wanted in last Thursday's attempted attacks. Private businesses in New York are getting a lesson in security from the police department, all in an effort to work together to crack down on terrorism. Jim Smith reports.
It's all part of a new program called NYPD Shield, which encourages public and private security to work more closely together. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly explained the program to about 600 security directors.
One-stop shopping for private security managers to obtain information and updates from the police department on the latest threats and how to help us defend against them.
The plan would give corporate security managers access to NYPD resources and terror briefings. Jim Smith, New York.
California residents now have some recourse if the used cars they've just purchased are duds. New legislation signed into law today allows consumers a chance to return their used cars within 48 hours of buying them if they're not happy with their purchase. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jen Polsoni.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute, that's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
The Al Franken Show.
On the next Al Franken Show, it's the show George Bush should have listened to before he went to war in Iraq. We're putting together some intellectual firepower. Author Naomi Klein, war correspondent Chris Hedges, the Atlantic Monthly's Jim Fallows, and the New Yorker's George Packer to help us try to answer the two big questions. What happened and what now? Pay attention, Mr. President. Next time on Franken.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. A couple more items here that I've just got to get in. This is from Bagram, Afghanistan. More than 1,000 stone-throwing Afghans tried to break down an outer gate at the main U.S. base on Tuesday while demanding the release of 8 detained villagers. Afghan troops in the employ of the U.S. military fired warning shots and used clubs to beat the mob back. U.S. troops also fired into the air. It was not immediately clear if there were any casualties in the melee outside the base's main gate as protesters chanted, "Die, America." Freedom's on the march! Millions have been freed by the Bush administration in Afghanistan. In southern Afghanistan, meanwhile, a provincial governor said in one of the deadliest clashes in recent fighting between the government and militants, 50 so-called insurgents and 2 Afghan soldiers were killed. Attempts to confirm the casualty toll with other Afghan officials or U.S. military were not successful. Death tolls reported by U.S. and Afghan officials can vary, with U.S. numbers frequently lower. The violence in Bagram erupted when 6 U.S. military vehicles tried to enter the base. Demonstrators massed outside to protest the arrests. They threw stones at the convoy, and soldiers in the vehicles fired into the air with handguns. The convoy then sped into the base, and the mob chased after them, trying to push down a metal gate guarded by Afghan troops. Some soldiers beat the protesters with clubs, and several fired assault rifles into the air as they shouted for the protesters to go home. You dumb bastard, they are home! It is not your home! They are already home! The U.S. military said in a statement, quote, the eight men arrested late Monday had materials used to make improvised explosive devices in their possession and are thought to be planning future attacks against coalition forces. Demonstrators said they were angry that American soldiers arrested the men without consulting local authorities. One protester said, we have supported the Americans for years. We should be treated with dignity. They are arresting our people without the permission of the government. They are breaking into our houses and offending the people. We are very angry. Another protester said that if the U.S. forces continued to raid people's houses, Afghans would launch, quote, a holy war against them as we did against the Soviets and the Taliban, end quote. In the southern city of Kandahar, 25 dead. American military spokeswoman said she had no details. Heavy fighting in that area. Elsewhere, police arrested 10 suspected Taliban insurgents in the southeastern Zabul province. In neighboring Kandahar province, Taliban guerrillas attacked an Afghan patrol late Monday, triggering a battle that left an Afghan soldier dead and police officer badly wounded. More than 800 people have died in an upsurge in violence since March. Okay, that's all. Just thought I'd give you our occasional Afghanistan update. You know, where freedom's on the march. Where women are being brutalized once again with the support and sanction of Hamid Karzai's toy government. Afghanistan. The other white meat. You remember Afghanistan, do you? When was it, a couple of months ago, when I read that the front page New York Times report about the murder of two Afghan detainees, neither of whom had anything to do with anything except wanting to live their lives in peace? Jesus. So, 1,000 stone-throwing Afghans tried to break into our torture fortress at Bagram Air Base. Bagram, where we murder people. Bagram, where we torture and murder. Now, is it American soldiers doing it? You don't know anymore. We have probably an equal number of private contract killers over there. Huh? Remember what the British used against us in our revolution, the Hessians, right? The German troops that were just nothing but private mercenaries who came over here to kill the people trying to become Americans. People who, in their turn, would murder all the Native Americans and then bring over millions of slaves. But for a while there, you know, this little battle between British settlers and the Hessians. So we, 230 years later, we have adopted that idea. We now hire people to do our killing for us. Since the U.S. military can no longer fulfill their recruitment quotas, and since people do need jobs, and since a lot of people in this country just love to go kill other folks, we now hire an awful lot of private murderers. Now, if you do that in New Jersey or New York or Detroit or Chicago or Cleveland, that's called a crime family. You know, if you have you hire people to go kill people, right? Huh? You can't do that. I should know. I'm Italian. Oh, is that a slur on Italians? I used to ask my grandfather, Grandpa, are any of our family members part of the mafia? Listen, you ask too many questions. Bagram Air Base. And then this, and then to your phone calls. Data is emerging, no matter how the administration attempts to hide it, that the new photos and videos of abuse at Abu Ghraib prison include the torture of children. Norway's Prime Minister's office says it plans to address the situation with the U.S., quote, in a very severe and direct way, end quote. Amnesty International in Norway has said that Norway can no longer continue their occupation of Iraq or their support of U.S. policy because of this torture, because of this murder. While there isn't even an inkling of this in U.S. mainstream media, all over the world, people are beginning to read about the U.S. abusing children at Abu Ghraib. Der Spiegel in Germany, the Sunday Herald in Scotland. Written a year ago from Iraq's child prisoners, quote, it was early last October that Qasim Mehdi Hilas says he witnessed the rape of a boy prisoner in the notorious Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Quote, the kid was hurting very bad, and they covered all the doors with sheets, he said in a statement given to investigators probing prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib. Then when I heard the screaming, I climbed the door and I saw, the soldier's name is deleted, who was wearing a military uniform. Hilas, who was himself threatened with being sexually assaulted in Abu Ghraib, then described in horrific detail how the soldier raped, quote, the little kid, end quote. A diary at the Daily Coast's weblog has artist renditions of the abuse of a little girl being shown in magazines across the world. Reports put a rough estimate of children in Abu Ghraib at 107. And remember that 70 to 90% of the people at Abu Ghraib were found to be innocent, and it translates into many innocent children being held to suffer for nothing. The world is reading this. Remember what Jesus of Nazareth said, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believes in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if we poison our children with hate, in the heart lies the soul of the Lord. And there ain't no place in this world for these kids to go. The heart lies forever and before.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it. The process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Now the time has come. 21 past the hour. Let him do some phone calls here. I'm just going to thoroughly piss off the audience. So let's do that. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's start with Blast, who's called in from Texas. Hey, Blast, welcome to the program.
All right. Great show. My first comment is that that reprobate senator from Utah represents John Roberts as the personification of Jesus.
Blast! Come on now, folks. Calm down. You can't. This is not satellite radio. This is not cable radio. This is over-the-air radio. Y'all have to understand that I know it's hard to know what words are allowed and what aren't. And I know you hear me use a certain language, but here's the best rule for you to apply. Just don't say that. Anything scatological like that is just simply not allowed. There was some debate tonight before the program whether or not I could quote the president and refer to Karl Rove as turd blossom. There are just certain things we can't do. So the best and everybody get bored listening to a bunch of damn rules. So the best thing to do here is just don't do that. All right, Blast. Thanks. I'm sorry. Sorry, pal. Kathy is calling from Los Angeles. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Blessings to you and your wife for helping give us out here a voice to our outrage. God bless you. My comment is, I am so perplexed about how the left has such a hard time getting its message and its truth out. God bless Air America. I'm listening to you on KTLK here. It is all we have left, in a sense, because nobody else is willing to touch the truth about 9/11, which, unless I'm wrong, is the basis for the war on terror, the mother of all wars, which is pickle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can
absolutely.
You help me understand why.
I can't. I've been trying to figure it out myself for the past.
I got one for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Found it on the internet. Left Foundation funding by George Soros seems to put a cap on what some people can say.
Well, no, wait. Say that again.
I found a site on the internet It's called the Left Foundation Funding.
Right.
And it seems to lead back to places like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and George Soros.
Uh-huh.
That's maybe why 9/11 isn't getting focused on.
I'm not sure I understand that.
I'm not sure I do. I do either. I'm asking for...
Well, let me back up. I don't know if this is going to directly answer your question, referencing what you just said, but I think one of the reasons this hell is occurring is because the normal breaking mechanism on a political party out of control is usually the party that's not in control. In this case, it would be the Democrats. The Democrats are doing nothing. With a few exceptions, there are a few exceptions. I don't mean to say that all congressional Democrats are useless. There are some in the House. There's one or two in the Senate. But for the most part, the Democrats that America has elected to go to Washington and try to fight against this onslaught of incipient fascism are not doing their job. They're not doing their... That's A, as far as I'm concerned. Actually, that's B. Here's A. We have a news media in this country that is utterly worthless. We have a media in general that devotes billions of dollars a year to turn Americans into the most entertained and the least informed population in the history of the universe, as far
That's
as I'm
it.
Concerned.
That's
so,
it.
So when you have a Democratic Party that is doing nothing, when you know, Dianne Feinstein, you live in California, one of your senators sat there, and when the press were trying to get questions out of this thug, John Roberts, you said, now, stop. He doesn't want to answer. You know, that's a Democratic senator saying that. And then you have a news media that is just utterly and absolutely useless. Now, I know some of these White House press boys and girls are trying to gain back some just shreds of dignity as a member of the Fourth Estate in questioning Karl Rove. But the only reason they're doing is because they smell blood in the water and they know this regime is going down. Now they're acting as though they have some courage and some backbone and some journalistic integrity. So that's my opinion, Kathy, as to why this Bush crime family seems to be able to move forward no matter what they do. No matter how bad it is, they keep moving forward.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think that there is something to the fact that George Soros' money, him being a power elite, could be somehow muffling the left?
I don't know how that would happen. What, he's paying
that,
people off?
That the people whose programs are paid by his money are told, you know, you can talk about everything but that.
Well, I don't know whose money is paying for his programs. What programs?
Well, I don't know if I can say it on the air.
You can say anything you want.
Some of your competition here in L.A., let's just say.
For who? Who?
Amy
what?
Goodman.
Amy who? Goodman.
Amy Goodman? Democracy.org.
Democracy Now? Amy Goodman is about as independent as you could possibly be. Amy Goodman attacks issues that even make me nervous.
She won't touch 9/11.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I occasionally listen to Amy Goodman on the Pacifica affiliate here in the Atlanta area, which would be WRFG. But as far as I know, I don't know. Is Amy Goodman not touching 9/11? Everything I've ever heard, I watch her broadcast. You know, they simulcast her broadcast on Free Speech TV. I think it's Free Speech TV. And a lot of times I watch what she does. I have no problem with Amy Goodman at all. I
don't either, except that I believe 9/11 is the key, and they're not touching it.
Well, I don't know. I'll start paying closer attention, and maybe we can talk about this again. I got a break here. Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Thanks. It's not that I'm a film snob. It's just that I like intelligent personal films that have unique points of view.
Are you saying there's nothing in the multiplex that interests you?
Find me a multiplex that runs the winners from Sundance or Cannes, and I'll let you know.
Who gets to see those foreign and independent films anyway?
I do. I joined Film Movement.
Film Movement?
It's the DVD of the Month Club for independent and foreign films. I subscribed, and Film Movement sends me an incredible new film every month to own. Their curators select movies from the world's top festivals.
How do you join Film Movement?
I signed up on their website, filmmovement.com. Once a month, I get a DVD with a great feature film plus a bonus short film. It's like free dessert.
Do you want any dessert?
No, thanks. I'll have some of yours. Get something with chocolate.
Well, maybe we can go back to your place for dessert and a Film Movement evening.
Maybe we should plan on eating dessert here. Make it chocolate.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to filmmovement.com to subscribe. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now via Air America's website or filmmovement.com and receive 20% off your order, plus a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts. They're like dessert.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. By nominating John Roberts to the Supreme Court, the White House thought it could pull another fast one on the American people. After all, Roberts can at least pass as a moderate. But real questions have emerged about his record on human rights, abortion, big business, and the environment. Republicans have gotten worried and started saying that Roberts should blow off serious questions that will come up during confirmation hearings. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch even compared John Roberts to Jesus, saying that questioning Roberts is like, quote-unquote, trying to undermine Jesus Christ. But Democratic senators should not back down. They should insist on complete answers from Roberts. They should demand internal documents that spell out Roberts' own views on issues like abortion and human rights. Let's put the pressure on Roberts to prove he can do a fair job. To read more on the Roberts nomination, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-440-1491. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-440-1491. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-440-1491. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-440-1491.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Greetings, folks. This is future Mark Maron from the year 2052. And hey, what's this promo for? Air America? Wow, we're going way back to this one, huh? Oh, wait a second. I used to work there with Mark Riley, and if I remember correctly, our show on July 27, 2005 was one of our best ever. So enjoy it, because radio's only going to be around till 2009. It's Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
And I'm hanging out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone.
It's about 25 before the hour. Lance is calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Lance, welcome to the program.
Have you ever seen the teen movie? It's called Eurotrip. It just came out a couple years ago.
I have not.
It's a typical teen comedy and stuff. It's just goofy stuff. However, there's a song on there called Scotty Doesn't Know. And I just keep thinking of that song every time Scott McClellan tries to read his script handed to him, you know, with his usual sense of discovery.
Right.
And just the verse of that song, Scotty doesn't know, don't tell Scotty because Scotty doesn't know. It just immediately pops into my mind.
Well, if you ever get an MP3 of that, send it to us and we'll play it.
Okay, because it's great. I think it fits into a T. The verses don't fit, but the chorus does.
Yeah, right.
As far as the Abu Ghraib pictures are concerned, I know they're trying to keep them out of the press and everything but I keep thinking of that scene from The Searchers where John Wayne is asked about his niece who was raped and murdered, and he said, "What, do you want me to draw you a picture or something?"
Yeah.
I keep thinking the same thing. We already know from what happened last summer when the Taguba report came out. Anyone can look that up online and see it. It doesn't cost a dime. And it details the anal rape of a little boy in Abu Ghraib by an American interrogator. In Rolling Stone, from July 28th of last year, it even lists the guy's name. So, I mean, we know who did it, we know what they've done, and I think, I wish people on these news shows would come out and call these people on their BS when they say, well, it's to keep us safe from the terrorists, that's why we have to do this. I was speaking for myself. I'd rather get blown to bits by a bomb than be a party to something like that.
Well, it's directly or
indirectly.
It's horrible. You know, a legitimate case can be made to protect this country against acts of terror, regardless of how those acts of terror have been, why those acts of terror would be instigated against this country, you know, either from our behavior over the past 50 years in the Middle East or just some psychopathic religious freak or what, you know, that to me kind of is immaterial in the immediate moment. Yes, we should work. We never should have done what we did in the Middle East, and we should work to correct it. The first thing being pull every single U.S. troop out of every single country in the Middle East. But until we have the common sense or the decency to do that, there has to be some sort of effort to secure this country and to continue to do what we're doing.
Well,
in these prisons guarantees that the attacks are going to increase, whether it's in Germany or Italy or the UK or the United States.
What I also think is, it's almost funny, except it's a serious subject. There's this assumption in the media that if they release this stuff, if they actually do get a hold of it and release it, that it's going, that when the Arabs find out, they're going to be enraged. The Arabs already know about it.
Well, yes.
They already know.
Well, you know, I think there's another reason, Lance. I think the Bush crime family understands that if Americans understand what is being done, you know, for some reason Americans can accept torture of other human beings if they're adults, because Americans buy into this phony, we've been attacked and we've got to go to Iran and Iraq and torture people idea. But children is something else. Excuse me, something else again. So I wait a minute. I think the Bush crime family understands that if these videotapes and photos are released, it may be the end of the Bush crime family.
I would hope that would be the case. But you remember that famous picture of the little girl who was napalmed in Vietnam?
Yes.
And you're in Georgia. You know a lot of the rednecks and stuff. Their attitude was, well, you know, tough luck for her.
Yeah.
There's a large percentage of people in this country who are morally retarded. And, it'd be nice if people finally got the hint and said, okay, Bush has got to go. That whole junta has got to go. They are scum. They are swine. But I'm of the opinion that if what was released last summer didn't kick them out, I don't exactly have my hopes up for this.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I guess it's a matter of the glass is half empty or half full.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a pessimist.
Well, how could you not be? So am I, Lance. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks, guys.
I appreciate your call. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Hey there.
Hey there.
These people are unreal. They do things, in just about the time you think you're going after one, they're doing something else someplace else.
Yeah.
Have you heard the name Timothy Flanagan?
I don't think so. In what context?
Well, he is a nominee for deputy attorney general, and he's got a resume that includes things like the Florida Motown. Then he was out, and he was working for Tyco International, mm-hmm. and he oversaw work from of Jack Abramoff.
Okay.
A lobbyist who is
who that scum sucker is, sure.
Yeah, right. And while he was working at this revolving door, he was in and out of the White House and yada yada. And there's one paragraph. It's in today's Chicago Tribune, an article by Andrew Zajac, Z-A-J-A-C. Bush nominee faces grilling on links to suspect lobbyists. He was also, part of a small circle of lawyers who worked to craft the legal justification to give Bush a free hand to wage the nation's war on terrorism. One outgrowth of their deliberation was August 2002 memo that argued the president was not limited by international treaties outlawing torture of detainees.
Okay.
You know.
And what's he been nominated for? Assistant Attorney General?
Deputy Attorney General.
Deputy Attorney General.
And he was supposed to be up for grilling today. It says Tuesday, so I assume they meant today.
Well, Marge, this sounds like the next nominee when Rehnquist steps down, right?
Yeah, well, gee whiz, you know. He's working for Gonzalez or Hand in Glove. I mean, they have a whole army of these creeps.
I know.
And it just never stops. And you're looking at one thing, and then here they are over here. They're sleight of hand artists that just defy description. They really do. And you know what else? Twice today, I heard an ad on radio. I go back to the business report. Something called the Business Roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
Paying for ads to promote CAFTA.
Oh yeah, sure. Well, you know, when you express some surprise, as I have in the past, about where the steady stream of right wingers come from, Karl Rove and his mentor, Lee Atwater. The two of them put together, I think I've got the story right. They were the ones who put together back in the late 60s something called the College Republicans. Now, we all know who they are now, but this organization, this has been a steady flow of sewage coming, started in the late 60s, early 70s. College Republicans, back when College Republicans were as bad as they are now, but they were all in their late teens, early 20s. Now these people, here it is, 35 years later, and these people are now in their early 50s or mid-50s, and they are assuming these positions of power. But this steady flow of sewage, of sludge, that has worked its way from College Republicans back in the early 70s, late 60s, now into positions like this clown, this Roberts clown, or any of them, like the ones the one you're mentioning for Deputy Attorney General. That's where these people come from. This flow of Republican sewage that is just poisoning and polluting and making us all sick in our political system. And that's why it seems like it's never ending, Marge. It just keeps coming and coming and coming.
There's a never ending flow. And there's one line that just absolutely drives me crazy. There's an article in my local paper. I'll have to cut it out and send it to you because I don't think you get it online. It's a reference to MBTE.
That gasoline additive?
Yeah, well, south of here, in a place called Roseland, Indiana, an elementary school had their water polluted for 2 years.
Right.
And, kids are, coming home with all kinds of symptoms and one thing and another. And the parents are going, geez, what the hell am I going to do? My kid's going to end up with cancer. How am I going to treat him and all this other stuff? And there was one line in the article that I just wanted to climb the wall. We're waiting. The EPA is waiting for good science.
Oh, God.
Do you know how many times that
I know.
Has used that phrase?
I know. I hear you. Marge, I got a boogie. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening.
While I read you, eat the garbage that I feed you. Until the day that we don't need you, don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled, it has been stuffed into my mold.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. 700-5437. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait.
but I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Any collective approach is one based upon sound science and not based upon science.
Thanks to the crew tonight who assisted in producing another Malloy program. That would be Jason Isaac, Colin Tipton, and David Fizikas, all three of whom work out of the home office in New York. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben in Elgin, Illinois, who puts together WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And, of course, the executive producer, Catherine Bay. One more time, a big, easy welcome to our newest Air America Radio affiliate, WSMB, 1350 AM in New Orleans. I think we've got time for another call here. Debbie is calling from San Diego. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Well, hi there, Mike. I have been a long-time fan. God, you're great. You're my favorite on Air America.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thanks, Debbie.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and believe me, it's given in all sincerity. I've come up with my own little thing that helped get you on Monday through Friday, finally, before we only got you Saturday and Sunday, and taking a line from the old, remember the old Mapo commercial?
Kind of. Say it for me.
Okay, well, I'll say it the way I say it for you.
Okay.
I want my Mikey.
I want my Mapo. I remember
right.
That. Oh, my God. I want my Mapo.
Hey, I wanted to mention, now, it's been 34 years since I was in high school, but I was brought up that when you were busted for treason and you were convicted of it,
yeah,
that was a death penalty case.
Well, now, I not to put qualifiers on it, but I think there are even degrees of treason, believe it or not. I think, now I'm not sure. Somebody will let me know about this, but since you and I are not really positive about this, I think treason where if we're at war, Maybe just treason period is a death penalty. I don't know anymore. But I think there has to be applicable conditions surrounding the act of treason. But I know where you're going with this.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. They take everybody from this White House down. Wolfie, Rummy, I mean, you name them. It's going to be a big scaffold. hey, I also wanted to mention that there is a one national broadcaster that has been keeping up with us, with those of us of our ilk, and that has been Keith Olbermann on MSNBC.
Yes, bless his heart. I'm amazed that Olbermann is still on television.
Oh, yes.
I love that program. I love that program.
I never miss it. I had to miss it for the month and a half last year when I was getting my left knee replaced and they didn't have satellite where I was, but that was kind of a bummer. But
I'm amazed. You know why I'm amazed? He's there. Remember, this is the network that fired Phil Donahue.
That's right.
Because he wouldn't get on board with the war, rah, rah, cheer, cheer, let's go kill him attitude.
That's right.
Olbermann, who is much more entertaining than Donahue. He just is. The points of view and the features that Olbermann puts on every night is just astonishing.
Oh, I love it.
This guy is so talented. Oh my God!
I love it. It's my highlight. I look forward to that. In fact, I have him on the TV, and then I have Randy Rhodes on the radio, and I'm going back and forth, back and forth. Hey, I also wanted to mention that. To this guy.
I hear you.
Trying to get on. I mean, come on. They get this guy on, and then the steamroller is already so far over. I'm scared. Let me ask you, what do you think of this deal with Hillary supposedly going for the middle of the road? Doesn't that sound awfully, awfully contrived?
It sounds contrived, opportunistic, and typically Democratic leadership conference. I am not a Hillary Clinton fan. Now that she's become a politician, I am certainly not a Hillary Clinton. I would never vote for her. Never again. You know, I made the big mistake of saying in the last presidential election, you know, support your candidate, but then when the chips are down, vote for the Democrat. I'll never do that again. Never. That was asinine on my part. And as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned, I'm sorry. She's just not my... She's.
What do you think of Howard Dean?
I've kind of lost touch with, I like Dean when he was,
I have a Dean for President t-shirt I'm wearing.
Right. The only problem I had with Dean, although there were a couple, his record back in Vermont was not all that stellar. And also, he did not advocate a complete pullout from Iraq. So,
right.
I can't get on board with any Democrat who doesn't advocate a complete pullout. And that would be the only one I'm aware of who had presidential aspirations was Dennis Kucinich. And I'm very firm on that.
Wasn't Conyers?
Well, he wasn't running for president.
Oh, that's true. That's right. I'm sorry.
You know, the ones who declared that they were interested
You're right. Kucinich was the only one.
So based on that, I think the defining issue right now for this country is to get all United States troops out of Arab lands, period, no discussion. And it just bring them home. I also believe that we should probably bring home American troops from these garrisons. I think we have American troops in 140 countries. It's time to stop this and bring them home. But especially in Muslim country, not Arab, I meant Muslim.
Right.
Hey, listen, got to go. Got to leave you there. Thanks, Debbie. I appreciate you checking in. You have a great evening. Thanks for participating in the program tonight, True Seekers. I do appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. By nominating John Roberts to the Supreme Court, the White House thought it could pull another fast one on the American people. After all, Roberts can at least pass as a moderate. But real questions have emerged about his record on human rights, abortion, big business, and the environment. Republicans have gotten worried and started saying that Roberts should blow off serious questions that will come up during confirmation hearings. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch even compared John Roberts to Jesus, saying that questioning Roberts is like, quote-unquote, trying to undermine Jesus Christ. But Democratic senators should not back down. They should insist on complete answers from Roberts. They should demand internal documents that spell out Roberts' own views on issues like abortion and human rights. Let's put the pressure on Roberts to prove he can do a fair job. To read more on the Roberts nomination, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Yeah, never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report?